This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom report. The signs are multiplying, scattered Israel. The tremors are increasing, and the foundations of a crumbling empire are beginning to crack. For generations, the lineage of Esau, Edom, has held dominion over the nations, weaving a web of deceit, oppression, and spiritual darkness. But Yahuwah is revealing their deeds, and the great and terrible day of Yahuwah draws ever nearer. We witness now the accelerated exposure of Edom, the tightening of its grip, and the awakening of those called by his name. Consider the recent departure of Senator Lindsey Graham, not a loss for righteousness, but the silencing of a particularly brazen voice of Edom. For decades, he was a chief architect of imperialist wars, a devoted servant of the forces arrayed against Israel and the will of Yahuwah. His infamous declaration, the eagerness to see Russian lives extinguished, is not mere political rhetoric. It is a window into the soul of a dying empire, a system utterly devoid of moral compass. It echoes the ancient enmity between Israel and Edom, a conflict prophesied to intensify in these latter days. The so-called ally of the modern state of Israel mourns his passing not with sorrow, but because they've lost a vital accomplice in the pursuit of regional instability and the usurpation of Yahuwah's land. This is spiritual warfare, a distraction from the internal decay, a justification for exploitation, and a means to maintain control through fear. And the economic indicators. They are not speaking of recovery, but of systemic fracture. The so-called inflation plunge is being hailed as good news, but for those with eyes to see, it is a symptom of a failing empire. A fall in prices, driven by manipulation and desperation, is not health. It is the unraveling of artificial prosperity built on debt and deception. For decades, Edom has exerted its dominion through financial control, ensnaring nations in a web of usury. But Yahuwah is not mocked. The prophets foretold of a time when Edom's strength would be broken, its wealth scattered. This cooling of inflation is a step in that prophetic unfolding. Do not mistake this as a reprieve for Israel. Our trials are a refining fire, preparing us for restoration, while Edom's collapse will be a period of chaos. The corruption runs deeper still. The FBI purges of intelligence analysts in Georgia, refusing to participate in the Bureau's manufactured investigation into the 2020 election, is a clear demonstration of Edom's desperation. They will silence any who dare to question the approved narrative. This is not bureaucratic oversight. It's a deliberate act of silencing dissent within the very apparatus of control. The United States, as a key instrument of Edom's global agenda, operates under a veil of manufactured consent. Any deviation is met with swift retribution. The so-called investigation is a tool to solidify illegitimate power, a distraction from the moral decay, the spiritual emptiness, and the relentless pursuit of global domination. The FBI, intended to uphold truth, has become a weapon of oppression. And now, the digital noose tightens. Reports of securing the Strait of Hormuz are not about safeguarding trade, but about maintaining the flow of resources that fuel Edom's engines of war. Every satellite, every fiber optic cable, is a strand in their net. Consider the escalating conflict in Sudan, a testing ground for the technologies they intend to deploy globally, the tools of control they will turn upon Israel. They refine their methods in the deserts, perfecting automated conflict, turning brother against brother through manufactured chaos. Private equity, the shadow armies of Edom, are funding this expansion, consolidating power in the hands of those who oppose Yahuwah's covenant. The exposure of Howard Lutnick, the U.S. Deputy Secretary of Commerce, and his connections to Jeffrey Epstein, is yet another unraveling of Edom's control. A key figure in the Biden administration, Lutnick's financial relationship with Epstein reveals the entanglement of the U.S. government with depraved networks. Yahuwah does not forget the cries of the oppressed. This is a sign that justice is coming. The modern state of Israel, a tool of Edom, continues to align itself with these corrupt systems, seeking validation. This alliance only hastens the reckoning. Scattered Israel must remain separate, focusing on purification and preparation. This is not a time for complacency. This is a time for discernment, for prayer, and for unwavering faith in Yahuwah. The judgment on Edom is unfolding before our eyes. The restoration of Israel is at hand, and the watchman continues to sound the alarm. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.